אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia and a very good morning to you, Nitsa. The big story this week, Ben and Jerry's. On Monday, the ice cream giant announced that it would stop selling ice cream in the occupied Palestinian territories. And this has caused uproar all around the world, including in Australia, with kosher retailers here in Melbourne saying that they are going to stop stocking Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Krause Foods in Ripponlea in Melbourne, they said due to the recent decision by Ben and Jerry's, we will no longer be stocking their line. And the sentiment was echoed by Kosher Kingdom, another kosher store in Elsternwick, who said that they were removing the brand. In a statement, Kosher Kingdom says, due to recent statements by Ben and Jerry's, we have decided to stop selling their product. We stand with Israel. Now, Krinsky's in Bondi, it's another kosher grocery store in Sydney. They told the Jewish News that they never stocked Ben and Jerry's in the first place. And Ben and Jerry's was also taken off the Kashrut Authority's directory, the KA of Australia and New Zealand. They were removed from their directory. Now, community leaders in Australia have also hit out at the ice cream manufacturer's decision. The Zionist Federation of Australia says this move leaves a bad taste in the mouth. It's a sad and a sorry example of a company buying into the anti-Israel BDS agenda. Jeremy Liebler, the president of the ZFA, he says the size and popularity of Ben and Jerry's provides it with an opportunity to bring Israelis and Palestinians together, but instead this decision will drive them even further apart. You can read more on that huge story, Ben and Jerry's, saying that they'll stop stocking their ice cream in the Palestinian occupied territories. You can read that story in this week's AJN.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, and you're listening to SBS, Australian Jewish Update, with Nitza Lowenstein. The other big news of the week is Millie Phillips passed away at the age of 92.
Yes, Nitza, a very, very sad story, which the Jewish News reported on Monday, and it's our front page this week. Millie Phillips, she's been described as an extraordinary woman of courage, a passionate supporter of the Jewish community, and a formidable personality in every way. The self-made businesswoman and philanthropist, she passed away peacefully at the age of 92 on Monday morning, surrounded by family. She was passionate about the Jewish community, about education, and about Israel. She spent her life giving generously to organizations including JCA, Emmanuel Synagogue, Masada College, the Sydney Jewish Museum, Jewish Care, Emmanuel School. Nitza, this is a very long list. Mount Sinai College, Moriah College, the ACT Jewish Community, WITSO, and a number of other causes. In 2011, through JCA, she set up the Millie Phillips Jewish Education Fund with $4 million, which has helped to pay the fees of around 500 Jewish day school students, in addition to funding countless trips to Israel and enabling children to go to Zionist youth camps. In a statement, JCA President Ian Sandler said Millie understood the importance of community and helping others and was dedicated to furthering education and to fighting anti-Semitism. Her legacy will continue for years to come. In a statement from the Phillips family, the family says that she was a shtetl girl come good, a heroine of another era.
She had actually a very tragic life story. I mean, she was very, very successful as a businesswoman because she is considered one of the richest women in Australia. But I know that she fled Europe just before the Second World War, before the Holocaust. She came to Australia in 1938 and she escaped an abusive marriage and she raised on her own three children. And she had a terrible tragedy when her daughter passed away. I think that was in 1978, her daughter Lynette Phillips.
That's right, Nitza. As you can tell, this lady has contributed so much to the Australian Jewish community. We have a full page of tributes on page 3 of the Jewish News this week. We simply couldn't fit it on the front page. We had to go over in space. That's the legacy that Millie Phillips leaves. And you can read full tributes, including a statement from her family in this week's edition of the Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update. Evan, we are in a lockdown and many schools having homeschooling, remote teaching. What is the story with Moriah College?
Yeah, so all schools are in remote learning, as you mentioned, and this was a story that made the mainstream media last weekend, and we reported it in the Jewish News on Thursday. There were a few incidents where students brought what seemed to be an illicit substance into these online Zoom learning lessons, and the school has condemned these incidents, and the school says that they will not interfere with the focus on our core business of running a school. Some students in Moriah's High School invited non-Moriah students into several of its online lessons, saying that they engaged in smoking what appeared to be an illicit substance and using offensive language. And to make matters worse, these incidents were filmed by the students and then shared around the community and made its way onto Sky News and into News Corp newspapers. And the Jewish News spoke to Rabbi Schmuckler from Moriah, the principal. He says, while this incident will be managed in accordance with our college policies, it will not interfere with the focus on our core business of running a school, supporting the learning, engagement, and well-being of the Moriah family. The school was condemned these incidents in very harsh words. They said that these actions have humiliated staff members and students, brought the college into disrepute, and reflect poorly on all of us. They say, we've changed the system to restrict access to our platforms, and the school has warned anyone involved in these activities that the school takes these breaches of its policies and conduct very seriously.
And on a different topic, a new CEO for the Sydney Jewish Museum.
Yes, that's right, Nita. A replacement for Norman Seligman has been announced at the Sydney Jewish Museum. His name is Kevin Sumptian. He is the CEO at the moment of the Australian Maritime Museum. He'll be taking over from Norman Seligman in February next year. Now, he has worked as a migration curator at the Maritime Museum when he arrived from the UK in 1992, where he met the Nira boy, Henry Lipman. The new CEO of the Jewish Museum told the Jewish News, Henry and I developed the first The Nira Boys exhibition in Sydney together. That was the very first job I did as an assistant curator, and I continued that friendship with Henry right the way through to his death in 2004. Kevin Sumptian says he was attracted to the Sydney Jewish Museum role due to its very strong reputation. He says the museum has a very strong focus on challenging visitors' perceptions of morality, social justice, democracy, and human rights. So we wish good luck to Kevin Sumptian, who will become the CEO of the Jewish Museum from February next year.
Evan, before we go, the Olympic Games in Tokyo.
Yes. A positive story, Nita. We love a positive story at the Jewish News. And the Olympic Games opening ceremony was on Friday. And there are a number of Jewish athletes to watch in this year's Olympics in Tokyo. They include Jessica Fox, canoeist Jemima Montag. She is a race walker. And, of course, sprinter Stephen Solomon. These are the Jewish athletes who will be eyeing up gold medals and looking to make not only Australia proud, but the Australian Jewish community proud when they take to the field in Tokyo. It's a very different Olympics this year. There aren't any spectators. You have to wear a mask. It's completely turned upside down. But we, of course, will be cheering on Jemima Montag, Steve Solomon, Jessica Fox, Matthew Levy, a Paralympian swimmer. He'll be there too. And we'll be watching and cheering them along. And you can go to the Jewish News this week to find out when they will be competing and where you can watch it.
Well, we are very excited about the Games, but also about the fact that the Olympic Games will be coming to Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah, that's right. We forgot about that minor detail, but it will be it's in a bit of time, so we'll be old by then.
No, not too old. We only have to wait in 2032, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Queensland Premier, she was in Tokyo for that announcement. I think that there was a bit more excitement when Sydney was announced as the 2000 Olympics host. But nonetheless, it will be coming to Australia. Let's get through the Tokyo Olympics first.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.